greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. I'm glad you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. Let's get right into the lesson. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 4 and verse 18. Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till it all be fulfilled." From Jesus himself, the church has learned the importance of the Old Testament. The apostles knew that Jesus had not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them. They knew that everything that was written in the past, in the foretime, was written to teach us for our learnings, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might find hope. The fundamental authority for the early church were the words of Jesus and the events of his life, death, and resurrection. This conviction ensured that the words of or about Jesus would be accorded the highest esteem, whether in oral or written form. This conviction also became the driving force behind the formation of the New Testament. The apostles were chosen by Christ himself to be his witness. They were to speak for him. Therefore, those who heard them heard Christ. He says, "He who listens to you, listens to me." The apostolic witness could be oral or written. Both carried the same authority. While the New Testament writers made no explicit claims to have been writing Scripture, they did expect at least some of their writings was to be circulated among the churches and read in the presence of the congregation. This practice was similar to the reading of the Old Testament in the synagogues. You may ask me, is the Old Testament relevant today in our study, in our teaching? If we're going to study the doctrines of God, we'll need the Old Testament. When we examine the Bible as a whole, we find a remarkable unity about the doctrine of God. For example, the belief that we hold today that there is only one God. The worship of one God was established in the Old Testament by Israel. This teaching is carried over into the New Testament because the apostles affirmed the teachings of the deity of Christ, that he could be from God and yet be God. They taught that in the Godhead there is a unity of essence, but a distinction of persons. They preached that they were still only one God, manifested in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hence, the New Testament denies the teaching of three gods. If the Bible teaches that there is only one God, it also teaches that he is the God of love and forgiveness. In the Old Testament, God was a God of deliverance, of healing. So this same God is in the New Testament. Jesus said in Luke chapter 4, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." From the beginning to the end, the Bible asserts God's saving purpose. The plan of salvation finds its conclusion and fulfillment in the person and work of Jesus Christ. In the cross of Christ, we have the fullest expression of the love and justice of God. In the teachings of the Old Testament, we have the clearest foreshadowing of this event. The death of Christ is inseparable from the concept of Old Testament sacrifice. Hence, the New Testament thinks of the death of Jesus in terms of the Passover lamb. But you know, I've heard some preachers say that the Old Testament has no place in the Christian life today. I've heard some of these tele-evangelists say, I don't preach from the Old Testament. There's nothing good in the Old Testament. I get my gospel and my doctrine from the New Testament. That's where all the good stuff's at. Well, you know what that shows me? That shows me how little he knows about the Word of God. Do you think Jesus felt that the Old Testament had nothing to offer him when he was going through trials and temptations? Did he think there was nothing in the Old Testament with which he could defeat the tempter with? Listen to Matthew chapter 4. This takes place when Jesus was being tempted out in the wilderness. After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry, Satan came to him and suggested that he turn the stone into bread. Was Jesus helpless? Were there no scripture that he could use to rebuke the devil on this? Yes, indeedy. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then again, when the devil told him to jump off of the temple and that nothing would happen to him, was there any scripture that Jesus could use in his defense to justify him not doing that? Of course there is. Verse 7 of chapter 4 of Matthew, Jesus says, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Jesus used the Old Testament to justify what he did and what he said and who he was. So some would say, is it good for us today? Has the Old Testament not just passed away? Has not everything been fulfilled and we no longer need it? Of course we need it. Of course not everything in the Old Testament has been fulfilled. I'll give you a good example, one that you are familiar with. You remember in Joel chapter 2, well, verses 28 and 29 was fulfilled in the book of Acts chapter 2. But the remainder of that book has not been fulfilled. Jesus said, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till it all be fulfilled. There are hundreds of verses in the Bible that have never been fulfilled. And until they are fulfilled, it's still in vogue. Then you may say, how am I to use the Old Testament? Is there anything there that can benefit me? I think so. Do you remember when two of the disciples of Jesus was walking down that road of disappointment, discouragement, when all of their hopes and dreams was dashed? They were disappointed. They were downhearted. Jesus came alongside them, and he said to them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And then beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Jesus said, search the scriptures. They are they which testify of me. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me, the scriptures cannot be broken. And how many of us have found that the Old Testament scriptures has been a source of comfort for all of us when things have not gone as we thought they should? We turn to Isaiah 55 and we read where he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And when we have prayed and have not received an answer, we read where David says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Isaiah tells us, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then again, one of the most encouraging scriptures in the Old Testament is written by David, where he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, the encouragement we get from those things that was written aforetime. The Old Testament is still relevant today.